This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies Pizza, I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host, Moondoggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the city champion, sixth ring, Brunswick High Pirates. How's it feel, coach? Back to back, city champs.
I know, we need to get our shirts made.
Oh, we're gonna get them made. Yeah.
We gotta get that. Oh, we're already working on it. I was just told. Okay, good. Oh yeah, it feels great. You know, having that, being able to say back to back, being able to say city champions, being able to paint this town blue and gold for another year, and let's keep this thing going.
It wasn't easy, coach.
Never is.
No, it wasn't.
The game never is. It's always going to be a hard-fought battle when we play in our rivals. And when you look, you know, at the total record, I mean, that just shows through history. It's always been real close.
Coach, we came out, scored first, ran the football pretty effective on them there, and then kind of controlled the football game the first part of it.
We did, We fell victim to, a lot of penalties that happened, and we had a couple, mistakes here and there, and we're able to keep them in the ball game. I don't think they scored an offensive touchdown. They had a couple drives. They kicked a field goal or two, and then had the block punt. We're able to take that for a touchdown, It was just a hard, tough, fall ball game.
Let's talk about defense first, Coach. I read an article over the weekend. There was a quote in there that said, "We push them around." So my question to you is, how is somebody getting pushed around that only gave up 202 yards of total offense and no touchdowns? Explain that to me.
Someone probably just didn't watch any film. I don't know. If you watch the film, you'll see who was the most physical team. When you watch the film, you see, where the dominance at the line of scrimmage were. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I'm not going to get into a little contest with that. My thing is, facts are facts. Just watch the film and make your own opinions.
Our defense, Kayshawn Thomas played well. Ivan Johnson played well in the back end of the secondary. Coach, we didn't give up. We gave up one big pass play, and pretty much that was their offense for the night.
Yeah, and our corner just got turned around, and they made a good play. The quarterback made a good throw. The receiver made a good catch, and that's how they got down there to get their 3 points.
We played the option well, Coach. They tried to attack the edge and run the option, and we really, options assignment football. We followed our keys.
Yeah, we had to make some adjustments. We had a package that was put in when Jaden Drake was going to be on their quarterback, and he went out early in the second quarter when they started running the option. They had a little bit of success running the quarterback on the option, and they wouldn't have had that success if we would have been able to do what we were able to do, but we had to go back to base. And then after we made the adjustments that we needed to make once the one player went out, we were able to shut it down.
Our pass rush was pretty good for the most part. Everything they did in the passing game, they had to get rid of the football quick, and we really disrupted their passing game.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, that's a good job with the defensive line, and the outside linebackers dominating the line of scrimmage.
Coach, your linebacker play in this football game, I thought it was pretty well.
It was pretty good. I mean, we had some things we needed to clean up here and there, but for the most part, we're very pleased with the way we played. A lot of our guys had double-digit tackles, which is good. They were on the field, quite a bit, and they played well.
Your defensive staff, Coach, it's been a lot of quarters since we have given up a touchdown. Now, I think we played, 20 quarters, and like 14 or 15 of them have been scoreless this year. You can't get much better than that.
No, let's just keep it going. Yeah, and there's a lot of pride on that side of the ball. And we have a lot of good athletes and a really good staff over there, and they're working really hard to get things done. And, it's a very good unit. They have a lot of pride in flying the black flag and just enjoying it. They're playing with a lot of enthusiasm and doing what they're coached to do.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, that was your fifth city championship game. You're getting close to evening up that record now. So what does it mean to kind of just, for lack of a better term, we're starting to take control of the series a little bit, and we're, beating them, and we got all the bragging rights. So what does that mean from a program standpoint, locally?
Well, you want to keep them bragging rights. So you got to keep working hard. You got to keep pushing and understand that this game is going to always come down to the wire. It's always going to come down to basically who wants it more and who doesn't make the mistakes. And you just have to get after it and play hard and understand that you're in for a battle when you play this game.
We went in at halftime, Coach. Talk a little bit about the halftime atmosphere in the locker room.
There was a little bit of mixed emotions, I would say. We went in and we knew that we had a good game plan. We knew we had faith in what we needed to do. But there was a lot of learning that was still going on there. There was some mixed emotions in there about some guys, being disappointed in the way they were performing or lack of performing, and a little bit of frustration. So we had to get that clear, get that right. And once we got that right, we came out of the locker room and we had our heads on straight. I believe we took, I think we made a stop, and then we got the ball back, and then we drove down and put another score on the board. So we did what we needed to do. We made the adjustments we needed to make to get us back in a position to start winning. And believe it or not, the only thing that really stopped us was the turnovers on the punt and then the penalties. We would have Jacoby Hill has around in between 30 or 40 yards of penalties called back on three plays, him alone. And then you have all the hidden yards with the big punt return that we had. And then after that was called back on a phantom call, there was the drop punt.
Coach, you brought it up. Penalties, 27 penalties called Friday night. 18 of them were on Brunswick High School. 8 of those were holding calls, and 7 of those holding calls were about a wing official standing next to Rocky Hidalgo on the sideline.
Majority of those calls were done on that sideline. And I guess that's just hats off to their staff being able to help. help them out with holding calls, I guess. I don't know. But there were a lot of calls that were very questionable. The call in overtime was really questionable. It is what it is. You're going to be in those games like that where you're not agreeing with the calls that are being made. To be able to still overcome those type of situations says a lot about our program, says a lot about our kids. And performing like champions and not having an excuse not to do it and finding a way to win it. And that's something that we're very proud of, the way our kids are, handled everything. And hopefully we'll be able to continue to handle things that way for the rest of the year.
Here's a cultural question, Coach. The culture of Brunswick High School, when you got here, adversity hits in that football game 4 years ago.
We fold. Yeah, 4 years. What was I saying about your football team? 4 years. 4 years ago, in the same situation, there would have been a lot of fighting each other. There would have been a lot of adversity hitting. The kids would pull apart, and that didn't happen. This team here understands that unity, understands that bond, understands that if we're going to win football games, we have to do it together, and we can't lose our focus. We gotta stay strong in that type of adversity, and our kids did it. I'm very proud of the way they performed. And I know we have the right type of culture built here now, where we're gonna keep pushing through those type of times, and we're gonna find out ways to win.
When we come back from our first break, we'll have offensive coordinator Gary Grady joining us here on the Sean Pender Show. So more to come on the Pirate Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from City Championship sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and Golden Isles Pharmacy. Coach Garrett Grady, offensive coordinator, offensive line coach for the Brunswick High Pirates. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Coach, you coach that offensive line pretty hard, and that's a strength of our football team. Talk a little bit about the mentality going into this football game last Friday.
Well, these guys, they know what's on the line. They've been here, you know, around the city. They've grew up watching this game and coming to it on that Friday night, how special it is. And so they know what's on the line. And for them to know how the pressure is and come to that game and work together, I mean, it's a work of art up front, you know. Not one guy can just do his job. All five guys got to work together and communicate, and they did that Friday night. Hats off to Glenn. They came out in a different defensive front and tried to confuse our guys, and through communication and everything, those guys handled it very well. So,
Coach, we go into halftime up 7-3, and we come out, we get the football, we go right down the field and get a touchdown. So that was big.
Yes, sir. That was the thing. Coach Pender wanted to defer, you know, the coin toss, get the ball in the second half, and coming in at halftime, you know, making some adjustments for the defensive front Glenn was giving us, and taking that ball down there, eating some clock away, and punching it in at the end. That was definitely a big time goal for us coming out of the half.
Coach, you do all of our social media. You handle the college coaches that come in and recruit our young men. You do all the cutouts for their film. You know, you have to have top 20 or top 50 plays to send to these college coaches. Talk a little bit about what that means to you to have 35 Brunswick High Pirates that you guys in 4 years have sent off to play college football. 35, Coach, that's almost 9 kids a year that you guys are signing from Brunswick High to go play college football.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank our head coach, Sean Pender, for letting me, you know, be able to do that. You know, most head coaches, they handle that, and we've done a great job, you know, collaborating both of, you know, developing a relationship with these coaches that come through. They trust us. But definitely helping these guys that want to go on and play on the next level. 35 guys in 4 years, and we're going on our fifth year, and we're going to have a big, I know, December and February, early signing period, and, you know, the February signing period are going to be big for this team, you know. But it's a blessing to have these guys that, one, that have the academics, and then they, you know, get prepped for the ACT, SAT. Coach Vaughn does a great job with that, getting those guys signed up, getting their waivers, taking these guys on college visits. Our whole staff helps out with that. You know, different Saturdays, you'll see some of our guys be at SEC schools, ACC Division One, Division Two, Division Three, NAIA schools, all levels. And that's, we just want our kids to know that if they want to play at the next level, there's going to be a place for somebody to play at. And that's very important for them.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, a little good-hearted humor here. When we lined up for that field goal in overtime, I looked over there at the coaches, and I don't think you could watch.
I had my head down. Somebody asked me how far was the field goal, and I said, I have no idea. I didn't even watch it. I had to watch it on film for it to go in. So, but those guys, and majority of the PAT field goal team are offensive linemen, our tight ends, some running backs, our long snappers, a tight end as well. And so those guys, I had full trust in them, but I just couldn't watch it. So,
Coach, you've been here the whole time with Coach Pender. You came in 2017 with him. This rivalry is kind of underappreciated and underestimated around the state, and you've been in it 5 years now. We won the last two, so what does it mean to you?
To see where we came in the beginning and turning the ship, you know, you can't turn the ship fast. It's got to turn nice and slow and get it going in the right direction. But I think definitely we're on the right track. And I think the 6 days we came in the spring of 2017, we played Glenn in a scrimmage that spring. And I remember going inside the locker room, you know, before pregame, and there's a lot of people here. The next time we come back out of the locker room, how stands on both sides were filled, and very comparable to the Wintersville Classic, Valdosta and Lowndes. Like you said, it's underappreciated rivalry, and it's definitely one, you know, definitely the past 2 years that's gone down in the books with finishes for Brunswick High. And just to be on the winning end of it feels really good, and knowing that we're doing the right things for these kids and heading in the right direction.
Took Brunswick High 10 years to win a game in the series, or 10 tries to win a game in the series. They won their first game, the 11th try, 78 times now. We have a 39-37-2 lead. So we have dominated the Glenn Academy Red Terriers in modern day football. I just thought I'd throw that in there. You can comment
on it. Those are good stats. Those are good stats, right?
I just wanted to throw that out there.
We need to keep that going.
Yes, we do. Coach, one last question about you know, you're talking about recruiting. I mean, we got a kid committed to Florida State, Kenia Charlton. Talk a little bit about some of the kids and maybe some of the schools that are looking at some of our prospects.
Definitely, you know, start with Kenia. He's committed to Florida State right now, and he's reassured everyone he's staying committed, even though they're having a slow start right now.
A lot of playing time there, Coach.
That's right, and the guys he has coming in with him, they're sticking together, but Kayshawn Thomas is a 2023 kid. He's a defensive tackle. He's got a lot of looks from ACC, SEC schools. He's Division One defensive tackle. And when he goes to these camps, he flips over and plays some offensive line as well. So that makes him attractive. Jamal Merriweather is a 2023. He's playing offensive tackle for us now. I think he's found a home there. He's 6'7", 270, moves very well. Definitely our running backs, 2022, Jacoby Hill, Reece Simmons, Leon Charlton, that there's no doubt in my mind they can play on the next level. And just the recruit process right now is still, you know, just COVID restrictions with some schools. Some schools are gonna get out on the bye week, and those are the guys we're gonna be looking forward to. Definitely all our seniors, our 2022s, are definitely gonna get looks. As long as we keep doing what we're supposed to do during the season, make it deep in the playoffs. You know, all those schools are looking. Who's at the Atlanta Braves State? Who's at Georgia State Stadium? Down on that Friday and Saturday. So then all eyes will be on those games.
Good. We're going to take a break. So thank you, Coach, for joining us for this segment. We'll bring Coach Pender back in the next segment and talk a little overtime. And then we'll talk about the South Effingham Mustangs. We'll be right back on the City Championship Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirate Coaches Show with Hickok Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branton. This segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, which we had a big collision on the goal line we're about to talk to, and by Moondoggies. Coach, overtime, we won the tallest. You elected to go on defense. Talk about that decision.
Well, we did because that would let us know what we needed to do. You know, if Glenn ended up punching in his corner, we know that we would have to go for it on fourth down and punch in his corner if it came to that. If they came to field goal, we know where we stood when it came to that. And so it's better to know what you have to do when you're on offense. So, the defense came up strong. Glenn got inside the 5-yard line, on a couple plays, a couple good run plays. And, I watched, they ran a play to get down to the 1-yard line, and it was going to be fourth down. And I just peeked over and saw that they were going to try to do the same play again. So I wanted to make sure they lined up in the same formation. And as soon as they did that, I called timeout. And then our defensive staff, we came in there and made the adjustments. And they decided to stick with it and run that same exact play. And they ran right into Kayshawn Thomas. Not a really good move.
That timeout, Coach, probably. Hindsight, it's always 20/20, but that timeout was a big timeout.
I think so.
That defense.
Yeah, I think so. It was crucial because they were gashing us for at least 3 yards on the hole and when they were hitting. And I have a feeling that if we wouldn't have called timeout, they'd probably been able to do it again. So we needed to get our troops gathered and get a plan together, and our defensive staff did a great job of doing that. And sure enough, they did exactly what we thought they would do, and we were able to stuff it with really good play from the defensive line and linebackers.
Well, after we take over, we stopped doing no points. What was the thought process when we got the ball on the 15-yard line?
I still wanted to score, but it was just basically, all right, now we just got to get the ball close enough. We had some plays designed for that type of situation. They involved Jaden Drayton, however, and he was out, so we had to make a couple little adjustments to that. But we knew we could get the edge. We've been running this little bunch package and running this little wing T play basically out of it that was doing real well all night long. So we still had that in our back pocket because they haven't did well stopping that. But we lined up in that formation. We ran around the edge, and Jacoby Hill went 19 yards, got inside the 1 yard line. I say 19 when it was supposed to be on the 15. It was on the 20 because we had a delay of game. We didn't even know the clock started, so we had to start on our 20. And he ran inside the 1 yard line, and we thought we were going to be able to punch it in right there. And then
here comes another
one of those holding calls to try to push us back. We had a couple of penalties like that were just ridiculous. But again, our kids, they didn't waver. We got a pass interference call that got us a little bit closer and gave us another opportunity on the third down. And we ran the scissors play that we've been running, and we ran it all the way down into really good field, really good spot on the field. We purposely tried to get it back to that hash about the same distance that he kicked the field goal before in the New Hampshire game, where he was going to be comfortable doing. So we succeeded in doing that. And then once we were in that spot, it was, all up to the kicking game then. And he was fired up. He was ready. McLean Finneran, works extremely hard. He busts his butt in the weight room all the time. He works, you know, kicking field goals. He's always asking for, you know, how do I look, coach? What am I doing? Am I doing it right? And he's telling me what his range is and all that. So I was like, all right, young buck, here's your chance. Go get it. And then we went out there and we were getting ready to do it. And Rock calls a timeout and tried to ice the kicker. And I just told him to get out of our huddle and go over and set up and go get ready to kick this field goal. We talked to our field goal team a little bit. We were loose, and we had a good snap, a good hold, a good kick, and everyone did their job, and it went right through the uprights.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, maybe the biggest kick in Brunswick High history. I know we had one at Effingham about 15 years ago, a 50-yarder by Nick Sasser that got us into the playoffs. We won that game 9-7 and got in the playoffs, but to win a city championship, that was huge.
Oh, it was, especially on special teams.
Yes.
Yeah, especially the winning on special teams. That's a big statement for Brunswick High School and how far we've come, because I remember not too long ago, Brunswick High School wasn't even kicking field goals.
I remember having friends from the other school giving me a square-toed boot and say, take this over to Brunswick High and y'all use it to kick extra points. And then, you know, 10 or 12 years later, we kick a 29-yarder and make them go get on the bus.
I remember a Christmas card you got one time, Kip, that
had
Glen Academy, you know, kicking a game-winning field goal against us that you received. So, yeah. You know, you might want to return the favor.
I checked the mailbox last Christmas, didn't have one. I'm pretty sure I won't have one this Christmas either, Coach, so I thank you for that. So, South End, enough about beating Glen Academy. We're 1-5-0, 1-0 in the region, Coach. We got South Effingham coming to here. It's homecoming. What are we going to do to beat South Effingham?
Know our role and do our job. That's our mindset that we have this week. You know, when we talk to our kids, we always give them, you know, a word of the week and a mindset. But the mindset is definitely know your role and do your job, and that's what we have to do. You know, this team that we're going to play, you know, they struggled a little bit. They do have some pretty good players. We have to stop number one. He's a really good running back. He calls a fit. If you remember, they got that wildcat wing, single wing look against us last year, and that number one was hard to stop in it. Well, he's back. And yeah, they might try to do that again to us, and we'll see. I think we're a lot more prepared to stop it this year. So if they get in, I don't think they're going to have as much success, but we'll see. They do have some weapons. Number three is very, very fast, you know, playmaker. Number five is pretty good too. Nine is a defensive lineman that will do that stand up, and he'll run through there and cause some havoc. Number 11 is a pretty good blitzer that they have. Number 40 is a good open field tackler. So they got some players, and they can do some things to hurt you, you know. But overall, you know, we have players too, and we like our scheme. We like what we're going to do. We like the matchup. They do have a good kicking game, so we got to make sure that we try to win that field position against them as well. We got to create turnovers on defense, give our offense opportunities to score when our offense has the ball. We need to finish the drives in the end zone, and not turn the ball over ourselves.
It's homecoming week. Coach, we're wearing the gold jerseys, my favorite color jerseys. We're wearing them. I hope we get some new ones next year and just go gold on gold in a lot of games and retire those gray ones. But talk a little bit about homecoming week, and are there any distractions and all that kind of stuff that come around during homecoming week?
You always have distractions in homecoming week, but I really think this team's handled it really well. We've had a great week of practice. Our kids have been flying around, working real hard. The focus has been really good. Today's practice was probably the best transitional practice we've had yet. And then Monday and Tuesday's practice that we had were extremely physical. We got after it. There was a lot of high energy. I'm excited about, you know, the way we practice. And if practice says anything about the way you perform, I think we should be prepared to perform pretty well Friday night.
5-0, 1-0, city champions, highly ranked in the state. Next step for us, coaches, to continue to win region games and win an outright region championship.
Yeah, we got to do it by doing one game at a time. You know, so right now we just looking at it like we're 0-0. Here we go. This is the only game that's important that's on our schedule because it's the only game we play this week, and this is our championship game. So if we got to keep that mentality, keep it like that to get after it and put our best foot forth and play the best football we've done so far, and that's what we're going to try to do Friday night.
One last question, Coach. Our fans outnumbered Glenn Academy maybe 2-1 Friday night. We were louder. We wanted it more, and we had more excitement in the stands. Talk a little bit about that before we wrap up.
No, that's an awesome feeling to see the community support come out the way it did and really look up there and see all the blue. The seeing all the blue in the stands. It was nice. And when you looked over across the way, they didn't have as many as we did. And that just says something about our community and the truth that we're speaking when we say we're painting this town blue.
And we painted it blue for the last 2 years. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7 p.m. for Coach Pender. I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Francis, let's go.
Go Pirates!
All right.